We are in Hilchas Yontif, Siman Tov Kuv Zayin. We're up to Siv Zayin, and that's what we'll be doing. Mutar listom hatanur betit verefesh al svas hanohar. You're allowed to go and seal the door of the oven with the mud that you have at the riverside. You're using this in place of plaster. The case is, say, that Yontif is Erev Shabbos, and you need to plaster down the door of it so that your food, your cholent, is going to go cook all night. So the problem is that to go ahead and make plaster on Yontif is usur because of the malach of Lisha. So what it says is that if you're allowed to take mud, which already has water in it, and this way there's no Lisha problem. Vuhu shericha chome emesh, that's only if you softened it from before Yontif. O yasabo simon, or you made some kind of simon v'nitko letzaracher, and you pulled it away from the rest of the mud. What's pshat in that? The pshat is because of hachona, because mud does not stand to be used on Yontif. So what you have to do is be making it for Yontif use before Yontif. Now, the mechaber here is mixing two sugyas, the sugya of Gibul, the fact that you need mud so that there's no problem of Lisha, as well as that of Hachana. It seems that there are two different approaches in the Rishonim as to what the sugya is really dealing with, and the mechaber put the two together. Now, the purpose of being menatik at Letzad Acher is that this way you're not going to be digging a hole in the ground. Now, what happens if it's just sitting? You have a piece of wet mud sitting on top of the on top of the pavement in a way that there's no problem of pulling it away. So the Magen Avraham holds that you don't have to have a simon from before Yontif, whereas the Lavush holds that you do have to, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to favor that, the reason being that even though Machshava is good for moving Muktz on Yontif, you have Machshava to use it on Yontif, before Yontif. Over here, since it's a piece of mud and sitting on the floor, we'd say that it's bottled to the floor. So here, what you would have to do is move it away before Yontif to signify that you're going to use it on Yontif. Ava lagabel tit be Yontif aser. To go ahead and knead the mud, mix it with water, is usur on Yontif. Umutur legabel efer listom piataner, but that's only with regard to mud. Not so when you're dealing with ash. You can mix ash and water and put it there. Now, what's pshat? What's the reason that it's usur to go and do a gibul? That's because this is not ochal nefesh mamish. This is machshirei ochal nefesh. And since you could have done it on erev Yontif, it's usur. Another reason brought down is because it looks like you're about to go build something. Now, whereas Afer, according to the Rambam, is mutter because it's not a bar gibul. It's not something that forms a clay. It doesn't mix well with water. According to Tosfos, however, a lav bar gibul is chayiv simply for putting the two ingredients together. It's more chomer than a bar gibul, than something that forms a dough. According to Tosis, what you have to say is that the reason it's mutter is because it's not possible to do before Yontif, because when you put water into ash, it just dries up, and so you have to wait until just before you want to use it. And as far as it looking, resembling a building where people think you're going to build, no one builds with a plaster made of ash and water. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are machmirim, and a machmir, he says, tova olav bracha. Whereas if he has real mud that doesn't need mixing, he should not add water to ash in order to seal the door.